CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
For a Wednesday morning, it is Bree and Gaundy here at C. We've got Justin Bieber tickets.
That's two double passes
to give away on the show today.
Anyone can come to the station this morning and bob for these tickets.
Before 8 o'clock, we're doing an Apple
Bob test.
Yeah.
To bob for these Bieber tickets.
What radio show is doing an Apple Bob for Bieber tickets? Us. That's who? That's the fairest way to solve this thing, I believe.
Yeah.
You know?
It's an old-fashioned bob-off.
Not leaving it to the chances of the phones. We're going to put, you know, give
and
the tickets to the people.
You don't have to register online.
Yeah.
You just rock up, you get your ticket. It's like a golden ticket.
And then you get to bob for Bieber
tickets.
You'll
see if you get your chance to bob for Bieber.
Have to be here by 8 o'clock this morning. That is the cutoff, though. Anyone after 8 o'clock will not register to bob. Now, you had some stuff just quickly for the tradies. What's the tradie stuff?
Oh, it's not for the tradies.
It's kind of
for myself and probably Rachel as well. I just wanted to give a shout out. Yesterday, I rocked up at my apartment building and there was a very hot tradie there.
Doing what?
He was fixing our hot water system.
Hang on, hot tradie fixing a hot water system.
Yes. Fluid professional plumbing. I looked at the car. Oh. And then I checked because I pulled up and I was like, oh, who is that guy? And then I was like, I wonder if he's listening to CFM. He was, because I double checked.
Oh, in the car he was listening?
Yeah, so he had his ute and he had the radio going. So.
Mate, you got a call this morning, 13, 12, 16.
If anyone knows that guy.
It sounds like true love. Did he have... his shirt off at any point.
No, he didn't. It was cold yesterday.
But he was doing the hot water, you know.
I walked past twice, though, but
what did he look
didn't
like?
Recognise me.
What did he look like?
He was young, sandy blonde hair, fit.
Sounds like me.
It wasn't you. I said fit.
It's amazing what a black shirt can hide. Look, 13, 12, 16, we're going to find this guy today.
Oh,
call the company. What's the company's name again?
No, we're
no,
not
I'll
calling.
Get it back.
I said it once.
Rach has got it.
No, Rach.
This is the beauty of radio. We can go back and listen anytime.
That. Actually, Rach, you would.
That tradie will be on our show this morning chatting to Bree. Is he single? Is he married? We're going to find out this morning on the show.
You would appreciate this, Rach, actually.
Well, she's got a boyfriend and you are single, ready to mingle with the tradies.
I just wanted to give him a compliment. That's all. He looked really young, too young for me.
Nah, never too young.
Way too young.
Yeah, cougar.
Stop.
Cradle snatcher. 13, 12, 16.
No.
We're getting him on.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM. Bree and Gaundy's Bob for Bieber.
Here we go, Bree. The show is on tonight. Justin Bieber.
I'm so excited.
Oh, man.
This is 2017 made for me.
What a setup we have here. We have 10 contestants that have made their way to the radio station this morning to bob for Justin Bieber tickets.
There's a bunch of buckets set up.
Yep.
There's a bunch of apples in each bucket, and we're going to see people get wet for Bieber.
We've gone Facebook Live as well, so you can jump onto the Facebook page and see how this goes down. So top two is going to get a double pass each.
Exactly. In the case of a tie,
yes,
there will be a bob-off. So they'll bob again in the case of a tie. I've got the youngest competitor here this morning. Ella, are you willing to bob for Bieber this morning?
Yeah.
How much do you like the Biebs? Do you love him? She doesn't love him.
Love's a strong word, but... She's willing to bob.
How old are you, Ella?
How old?
She's turning nine.
Turning nine.
Youngest
okay.
competitor this morning, but age is no factor here this morning.
There is no barrier when it comes to bobbing for apples. It's all down to skill. Let's kick into it, Bree. We're going to set a minute on the clock. On the count of three, we're going to kick into this thing.
All right, so the apple that you grab out of the first bin has to be put into your bin that's next to the bucket, or else it does not count, okay? A minute on the clock. Most apples at the end of that 1 minute will win their way to Bieber tonight.
Good luck, guys.
All right, here we go.
Your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Start bobbing for Bieber. I did give out the tip on air the other day, Gaundy, if they were listening, to grab the stalks. That is my tip.
This young man right here is going deep into the apple bucket.
Some people are getting really into it.
I think a tactic here is to push them to the bottom of the barrel.
Some bites have been taken out of some apples. Some of these people are going swimming this morning.
They need to get into their own bucket for it to be counted.
Over here, they're going very well. They're going very well. A girl over here's nearly got all of the apples out.
How long we got left, Rach?
Just under 30 seconds, guys.
She's got all the apples out. She's all done. Nine apples over here.
20 seconds.
20 seconds to go. As they bob for Bieber.
Come on, you can do it.
You're at CFM.
Two to go.
10 seconds.
Oh, she's got nine over here. 10 seconds.
Five.
You've got one more. One more. You've got this.
Time off.
I believe.
I think we have a few contestants who got all nine apples out within a minute, Brett.
I believe it's going to be a bob off.
Okay, so how many contestants, how many people got all nine?
Raise your hand if you got all nine.
Okay, and we will be counting. We will be checking the buckets.
We will be checking the video footage, so no liars, please.
Okay, we'll be checking those. So we've got one, two, three, four.
Five, I believe.
Five contestants with nine apples in their bin. You said it'd be hard, bro. You said four max.
The apples are very small, so right. I think that's made it a lot easier, but that's how badly these people want these tickets this morning.
All right, up next, these five will bob off.
In a 30-second bob off.
30-second bob off for a couple of double passes to Justin Bieber. The top five play for the tickets next at C.
Get up with Free and Gaunty.
CFM. Free and Gaunty's Bob for Bieber.
All right, here it is, the grand final, Bree. We have our top five bobbing for Bieber, the apple bob off for the tickets for the show tonight.
Survival of the fittest, the top five have been picked.
Can I just say, Matt, I was just chatting to Maddie, who's in the top five.
Yes.
Biggest Justin Bieber fan, would you say?
Yes, sure am.
What's your favourite thing about him? His body.
Everything.
She loves him that much, Bree. She said this is it for her. Like, she needs these
things. Is the ultimate, is it, Maddie?
It's a need, not a want situation.
Well, I guarantee you nearly every other contestant here this morning felt the same, so.
Okay, so, guys, just with the top five, we're going to go 30 seconds on the clock this time around. You need to keep your arms behind your back. In the case of someone getting out all the apples, the first one to do so
will win automatically
the tickets
in the
final.
30 seconds, going to be hard to do, but
tough. All right, guys, here we go. It's on Facebook Live right now. You can check it out on Facebook if you want to see this go down.
All right, guys, in 3, 2, 1, go for it. Bob for Bieber.
The final, 30 seconds on the clock.
Oh, they're doing well over here.
Oh,
hands behind your back, hands behind your back.
Someone's got their hood on.
Make sure you police it. Mez, hands behind
your back.
Must keep your hands behind your back.
15 seconds.
Oh, she's going very well over here, Rachel.
Slow and steady.
She is 10 seconds. Slow and steady.
10 seconds.
10 seconds to go.
Five.
She's down to one apple over here.
Three.
She's down to one.
One.
She's done it over here, Gordy.
Rachel's got the ticket.
Stop, 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 all over.
We won't accept that.
That
last
one apple, you need to get rid of that one out of the bin. It's all over.
Rachel, you're off to Justin Bieber tonight.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
Can I just say she actually won the first round as well? She was the first to get them out. How badly did you want these tickets?
Like so bad. I'm like so happy right now.
Have you ever bobbed for apples before? Because you're an expert.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we used to do it at like parties when I was like four.
Can I just say Rachel took my tactic? Grabbing them by the stem.
Oh, okay. Good little tip.
Yes.
All right, so it comes down to who gets the second double pass.
Okay.
Mez is going to go round and just see who got the most apples.
Okay.
It's a tie again, is it?
Oh, it's You're a tie. Joking You're joking me.
Come
the tie
on.
Between Maddie and what right. was your name?
Hayden.
All right, we need to quickly load these up, Mez. We're going to do a speed round for these.
It is a 15-second bob-off this morning.
15 seconds on the clock.
Rachel is off to Bieber already. She got every apple out in 30 seconds.
All right, it's Hayden v. Maddie here. There's a 15-second timer.
I feel sick for you guys.
To see who gets these tickets. All right, let's kick into this. Are you ready?
All right, here we go, guys.
Good luck. Have they both got even amount of apples in
there? Yes, is there an even amount, Mez?
There's 8 in here.
They both look like they're very over it. And I would be too.
All right.
All right. Are we all even?
Here we go.
Are we all ready to go?
15 seconds on the clock.
Hands behind your back, please. In 3.
Speed round.
2, 1. Start bobbing.
Go.
Hayden v. Maddie. How are you going over there, Gaunty, with Maddie?
Maddie's got.
Oh, two Hayden is hand. Off to a good start here.
Three, two, one.
Well. Oh, stop. It's all over.
Yep.
The last apple doesn't count, unfortunately. The buzzer.
Maddie's got. We can't split these two. She's got 3 as well.
How many did Hayden have?
Three.
Three. We can't split them. How do we split them? Do we go again with the speed
round?
Have to go again, guys. Okay.
Just leave the apples. Oh, yeah. Or are they
right,
pouring them back in?
Put them back in. All right. 15 seconds on the clock. Oh, I can't
no.
believe this. If we get split again.
This is live radio right here. All right.
Our boss did check us on this too, brother.
He did.
Right, here we go.
He did say. Three, two, one.
Go, guys.
Start bobbing.
Go. Come on, Maddie.
Ten,
I've got your back here.
Nine,
go, Maddie. Get in there. Maddie.
Hayden's off to
five,
a very good start.
Four, three, two, one.
Stop. Hayden's got it.
I believe Hayden's done it.
Hayden's got it this morning.
School uniform and everything. In a white shirt. It's completely see-through now.
Thank you very much.
Took you four rounds to get there, but you've done it this morning,
Was
mate.
It worth it?
Definitely worth it.
You'll be the only guy at Justin Bieber tonight. Enjoy.
That's not true. There'll be a sea of guys there.
Maddie.
Oh, I'm devastated for you, Maddie.
She came so close. Oh, the water hides the tears.
It does.
Oh, man.
That's
that
the
is
only
brutal.
Silver lining here this morning.
All right, Justin Bieber tickets on our show right here at CFM. Check it out on Facebook Live. Shout out to everyone there. And
amazing work this morning, mate. Guys. That is dedication to the Biebs.
I want to give you a big hug, but you are soaking wet. Head to toe. Congrats, guys. Off to Justin Bieber tonight. It's
bobbing for Bieber.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
Now, not long ago.
I hate how this, you say one thing on this show and then it gets turned into some big thing.
It's great. It's what we do.
Amazing.
No, but you said you rocked up at home yesterday and you saw a hot tradie fixing
the hot
water.
Because we were about to play tradie v lady and I said I saw a good looking tradie yesterday.
Yeah. And sandy blonde hair, buff, worked for a company which the name escapes me yet again.
How have you not written it down
yet? Because I don't care enough.
Oh, God.
I'm not the one trying to track him down. What's it, liquid
plumbing? You are the one trying to track him down, not me.
Fluid plumbing. Is that it? Anyway, we think we've found his brother, Bree.
Oh, great.
His name's Aaron. Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
How you
going? Good, mate. Now, what makes you think this tradie's your brother?
Well, he works for Fluid Plumbing. He's quite buff. He's got sandy blonde hair and he's the only young one there.
Was he in Terrigal yesterday?
Yeah, I'd call him, but he's still probably asleep.
Okay. Well, what time does he wake up?
Oh, maybe 7-ish.
Aaron, don't tell him.
Is he single?
Yeah.
Oh!
Love.
Oh, does he do all right with the ladies, Aaron?
From what I can tell, not really.
Not really.
Oh, no. I've
been
single a while.
Just
how old is he, Aaron?
24.
Oh. Would you go 24, Bree?
Too
You're
young.
28. 4 years. Come
Too
on.
Young.
That's only
oh,
one,
that's unfortunate.
That's only one Olympic Games.
That's unfortunate. Oh, could have been love.
All right, we're going to keep Aaron's number and we're going to find out when this tradie wakes up this morning how
no.
hot he is. Sandy blonde hair, buff.
I love to work in radio. It is great.
Can you imagine that?
I love it.
Hey, the speech at your wedding would be great.
God. Come on.
Off the back of this
Jeez,
morning.
Radio, they really do blow things out of proportion.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
Now, the winner of the NRL Grand Final this year, if you're ready to get on board this, you a fan of Bo Ryan? I like Bo Ryan.
I like Bo Ryan. He was caught up in a bit of scandal a couple of
years
ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't he? With the girl from High Five.
Yeah, that's right. And he's back with his missus, which is, you know, great to see.
Tonguey with the girl from High Five.
Who, she's gone on and had a kid with Barry Hall from
Has
the AFL.
She?
Remember Barry Hall that played for the Sydney Swans?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they met in the jungle on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And then
that's right.
Had a baby within no time.
She was keen for it. She has a type. Yeah,
doesn't she? She does.
Footy players, apparently.
Anyway, I'm a big fan of Bo Ryan and love him on the footy show when I get a chance to watch it. It's on a bit
it's
late
funny
for me,
guy.
But yeah, he's a good guy. And on his page, Bo Ryan, his Facebook page. Now, I'm not sure if this was on the footy show or if this was just on his Facebook page, but he chats to a guy from Newcastle who he chats to, I think, every year.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he predicted the winner of the grand final last year, the Sharks, this guy from Newcastle. His name's Matt. And then he gets him to predict the winner of this year's grand final. Now, that track record's pretty good for me.
What, one?
That's 100%.
Out of, like, since when NRL started.
Yep. So when I saw this morning, I thought, this is it. I'm on it. I'm going to get on this. So I'll play the audio. Up to
you're
you.
So, you're so gullible, eh?
Up to you what you believe. But this guy can rattle off every single premiership team since 1988. And then...
That's fine. They've already won.
But it's the memory.
Do it the other way around. Name the next 20 and then I'll be impressed.
Well, then how do you find out? You've got to wait 20 years to find out. Anyway, this is him rattling off the teams and then the winner of this year's NRL Grand Final at the end.
I'm with my good mate, Matt. You all know who he is. Predicted the Sharks winning last year, 6 months out. Now he's going to do all the Grand Final winners from 88, including this year's go.
88 was Canberra, 89 Canberra, 90 Canberra, 90 Canberra, 91 Penrith, 92, 93 Brisbane, 94 was the Raiders, 95 was the Dogs, 96 Manly, 97 Newcastle, 98 was the Broncos, 99 was the Storm, 2000 was the Broncos, 2001 was the Knights, 2002 was the Roosters, 2003 was the Panthers, 2004 was the Bulldogs, 2005 was the Tigers, 2006 was Brisbane, 2007 was Melbourne, 2008 Manly, 40-0, 2009 the Storm, 2010 was the Dragons, 2011 was Manly, 2012 Storm, 2013 was the Roosters, 2014 was the Bunnies, 2015 was the Cowboys, 2016 was the Sharks, 2017 Raiders.
Raiders.
Ooh, Raiders.
The Canberra Raiders.
100% he says the Raiders. Canberra Raiders. Oh,
it's this guy, some random, up against Philippa Lee, psychic medium.
Who only picks,
said the Eels.
She only picks colours, though, can I say? She doesn't pick actual teams.
Well, there's no other team in the NRL that's yellow and blue.
But is that who she said for this season?
No, I think she actually said the name.
Did she?
Yeah, last year she said the colours, but this year...
All right, look, you choose who you want to believe, all right?
What if it's both of them in the final?
Oh,
no.
I can see it happening.
I would lose my mind.
I can see it happening now. Philippa Lee, psychic medium, or some crazy dude from Newcastle with a beard. Who do you pick? I'm getting on both. Each way bet.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, have you seen this Cooper's Brewery news at the moment? In a bit of trouble, Cooper's Brewery.
I haven't really seen much on it. I kind of glanced over it.
I'm just trying to get the politicians' names that are involved in this ad here. So they're from the Liberal Party. It's Ministers Andrew Hastie and Tim Wilson. Tim Wilson's in a gay relationship.
Okay.
Okay, so Tim's the one that's pro-gay marriage in this.
And equality.
And Andrew isn't. But what happened was the Bible Society got on board with Cooper's Brewery, Cooper's who brew beers. I like Cooper's, one of my favourite beers.
Yeah.
They've got a Cooper's Light beer and they wanted to do some advertising. Now, they've distanced themselves from the ad.
Okay, so they're now regretting it.
They say they had nothing to do with the ad. It was all on the Bible Society. That's what they're saying.
Well, I doubt that.
But I want to play some of the ad.
Okay.
Okay, so Cooper's Brewery, Keep It Light is the theme around their light beer, and it's them having a light conversation about a serious topic in the country of gay marriage. And Tim is for... and Andrew's against, but have a listen to their back and forth.
Now, for each of you, what is your fundamental belief about marriage?
Well, I believe it would be sensible to change the act that deals with the issues around civil marriage to include two people regardless of their gender. I hold that view because I believe everybody should be encouraged to have an equal investment in society.
Andrew, that doesn't leave you much room to move. Essentially, you are a homophobe. Does that sort of more or less sum up your position?
He just told me he loved me. I don't think that's quite right.
Okay, I'm sorry, I should be fair. Tell us your position on marriage.
Well, Tim and I obviously disagree on this issue. I'm for retaining the current definition of marriage, which is between a man and a woman. I hold to a common view of marriage, common throughout culture and history, and that is that it's a comprehensive union between a man and a woman.
Okay.
And so my view is we should tread lightly there. That's not to say that Tim and Ryan, his partner, shouldn't be afforded the same rights before the law as a married couple. I just think the definition is distinct and important.
So that's an edited-down version of that ad.
So and it's an ad.
It's sort of them just sitting around drinking some Cooper's Light beer, having a discussion, but the Cooper's is right on the table, so you can see it just sitting there.
In the foreground.
Yeah, and they've got one in their hand as they have a drink, so drinking light.
Product placement.
Yeah, serious conversation about it. So what's your take, having listened to those guys go back and forth? The word homophobe's quite jarring. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is
like,
a little bit.
Hello.
Especially in like an ad for such a big company.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I didn't think that sounded like an ad, but...
Well, that's the idea, isn't it? Behind the best marketing sort of campaigns.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? It's not meant to look like an ad.
But they're using that topic, which is obviously...
big.
Big at the moment, and then putting their branding and their product in that within that discussion.
Turns out Tim Cooper and Melanie Cooper, who are the managing directors of Cooper's Brewery.
Oh, that was lucky. They both have the
I think it's in the family.
That's a match made in heaven.
They've come out and they've done a Johnny Depp-style apology.
No.
Remember when Johnny Depp had the dogs?
People are up in arms, are they?
Well, yeah, because bars and stuff are pulling beers. They're saying
stop using this topic and making it trivial.
Exactly. So we're not going to be stocking any more Cooper's Brewery beer. Once this lot runs out, we're not taking on any more. And it's multiple pubs across the country now. So they're starting to lose. Yeah, because a campaign got started.
So people feel quite strongly about it.
Have a listen to their apology. I wish you could see it because they are just reading straight from an auto cue.
On behalf of the Cooper's board and senior staff, we're incredibly saddened by the impact our involvement with the Bible Society has had on our valued Cooper's drinkers and our extended family. Cooper's never intended to make light of such an important issue and would never and did not approve the making or release of the Bible Society video debate.
Cooper's Brewery is and has always been supportive of diversity and encourages individualism. Our company supports marriage equality. We've consequently cancelled the release of our Bible Society commemorative cans and will be taking steps to show a further support for our community, including joining Marriage Equality Australia. Our company brews great beer that we're passionate about and we warmly embrace all Australians. Thank you for your time and your continued support.
That's an edited down version of that too, Bree. But the thing is...
Did you edit out the part where they were like, read out loud, we love the gays.
We love the gays.
We went to Mardi Gras. It was fun.
I was on a float. Had great time.
I was drinking Coopers. delicious.
The bit there where they distance themselves from the Bible Society,
yeah.
But they talk about the cans that they dedicated to the Bible Society.
Oh, does that make sense? Just own it, Coopers, honestly.
We are sorry. Please buy our beer.
Read slowly. Yum.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
This is what I love about our show.
You say one little thing and then you guys take it and exploit it.
I should have grabbed the audio from this morning because you jumped on at 6 and you said...
I mentioned it because we were playing Tradie v Lady, which we do, and I said, shout out to the tradie that was at my place yesterday.
You said he was hot.
I said he was an attractive young man. Yes, I did.
You're not giving any old average tradie shout out on air, are you? You're going straight for the top. Anyway,
You're an idiot. I hate you.
We put the call out anyway. We just wanted to track him down to find out if he was single.
You wanted to do that, not me.
You like it a little bit,
no? No, producer Rach likes it.
You like it a little bit?
You're too good at stalking, can I say?
She was
producer
all over
Rach.
It, wasn't she? Anyway.
Stalking hot guys on Facebook, you're way too good at it.
We had his brother call through and say he believed that it was his brother, Ryan, who we have on the show right now. So could this be the hot tradie?
Here we go.
Morning, Ryan.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
He sounds hot.
Morning. Says Gaunzy.
Ray Ryan. Got a fiancé, mate. Sorry to burst your bubble. Hey, Ryan, were you in Terrigal yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Do you have sandy blonde hair?
Yep.
What's the name of the company you work for?
Fluid Plumbing.
Oh, I think we found him.
Oh, I knew today was going to be one of these days.
Ryan, how old are you, mate?
24.
24.
Yeah.
Would you say, how tall are you?
6'3", probably.
6'3". That's right up Bree's alley, that is.
Look at producer Rach just getting all excited. You've got a boyfriend.
Are you single, Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is just... I'm genuinely excited now. I started out as a bit of fun and now I'm sort of getting excited. I've said too much. You guys have a chat.
No, I don't want to have a chat. I was saying it as a pure compliment to Ryan. Saw him yesterday. May have checked in my car if he was listening to CFM. He was. I made my way up the stairs.
Are you a CFM listener, Ryan?
Yep, I am, actually.
Are you aware of our friend Bree here?
Yes.
That's a no.
Radio.
Okay, do you think Bree's attractive?
Yeah, I do, yep.
Oh, look at that, we need to go to a song. Sorry, Ryan.
Have a chat, guys.
No, I don't want to. I'm so awkward.
You got any questions you want to ask Bree?
No, Ryan doesn't have any questions.
He's single, he's a young buck, he's 24. He's 6'3".
Way too young for
He's
me.
A hot tradie. What more do you want? If you don't want this, you're just one of those people that say, all the good guys are gone when Ryan is here.
I never say that, can I just say?
People do say that, don't they, Ryan? They reckon there's no eligible bachelors on the coast, don't they, mate?
Yeah. Oh, I have heard that.
Exactly. So he's heard
You've
that.
Heard that, have you, Ryan? Nice work.
How do you normally go with the ladies, Ryan?
I don't know. All right, I guess.
He's your modest too.
Your brother dobbed you in.
He said you don't go very well,
he
to be honest.
He said you've been single for a while.
Yeah.
No, I have been single for a while.
What's the reason for that?
I don't know.
It's hard to explain.
He's a player.
No. Ryan, he's 24.
My brother is dead.
My brother's dead. I love how Ryan's just woken up this morning and he's copping it on CFM.
Aaron also gave us your number, Ryan, so you have a conversation with him later today.
Ryan, look.
Don't worry.
Look. This is something we need to follow up, I think.
Just to let you know, the hot water isn't working, so you're probably going to need to come and fix that again today.
I had about 3 messages asking if I did a hot water heater in Terrigal, and I thought it might have blown up or something.
Hey, even if there's not a problem at Bree's house, she'll make that hot water need fixing. You know what I'm saying?
So full of it. Leave Ryan alone.
Ryan, look.
No, nothing.
No, that's
Bye,
it.
Bye, Ryan. Thanks for coming Ryan, on. Really appreciate that.
We'll let you guys get to know
Enjoy
each other.
Enjoy being
off
hot
air.
And stuff. So, yeah, see ya.
You're a legend, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Hold the line.
Chat
to him off air at least. The guy's gone out of his way this morning. He's the hottest tradie on the coast. You're going to let this fish get away?
I've never been exploited so much in my life.
Are you going to let this fish get away?
One tiny comment and this is what happens.
This is, don't be Rex hunting this thing. Don't be kissing it and throwing it back in the ocean.
Oh, God.
We're going to follow this love story.
No.
Rex Hunt made a lot of mistakes throwing
violated.
Away those fish.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Justin Bieber. Is it too late now to say sorry? In Sydney at the moment. We had rumour that he could be at Bell's at Kilcare, and he's been going some weird places around the country. So.
Well, he was staying at some at Magnetic Island at the Sunshine Coast, that's like way out of the way.
Okay, well, that's the rumours. What we wanted to do is put to the test, because these tickets are hot property.
Oh, and people want these tickets bad.
People want to go and see Justin Bieber.
And behind the scenes here at the radio stations, there's always a few left over and the people who really want to go usually ask for them.
So we had a handful of tickets thrown our way to give out on air, which is great. And then all of a sudden we hear that one double pass went missing and it went to Steph in Orange, who works at the radio station there.
She's on breakfast there at their sister station.
Yeah, so she's working there. And we thought, okay, interesting. What would happen if we called Steph and told her that there's been a mix-up with the tickets and that there's this big fan, like a young girl
She's 8 years old.
She's been promised tickets to Bieber.
She had her heart set on going. We've told her that she's got the tickets.
Would she part ways with the tickets, even though she's planned everything, flights, the whole deal, her sister's going.
She's put in, honestly. So I'm going to be, I was yesterday, Steph from Promotions.
And I was Trent.
Who's
Townsend,
like one of the big dogs.
In operations.
So we gave her a call.
Would she part ways with the tickets? That's what we're trying to find out here. Have a listen.
Steph speaking.
Hi, is that Steph?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, it's Steph from Promos on the Gold Coast at CFM. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Oh, that's good. Hey, Steph, I'm here with Trent. We're on a conference call at the moment.
Hey, Steph.
Oh, g'day, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, bit of an awkward one for you today, Steph. I'm so sorry to do this to you, but we need to give you a call. We were actually looking at our ticket allocation for the Justin Bieber tickets.
Yeah.
I understand we sent you down a double pass.
Yes.
Bit of a tough one. We've just gone, our allocations for the tickets. Obviously, we've had some that we've given away on air across the Hit Network. You'd know that.
Yep.
Yeah. But there was also...
I don't know how it's happened, Steph, but there's actually a girl in Sydney, an 8-year-old girl, who was promised a double pass, and we're now having the issue of we don't have enough. And your double pass, unfortunately, is the only one that actually hasn't been given away or used as of now.
My one is the only one that hasn't been given away or used.
Look, it is our mistake. You can obviously go to the show if you please, but...
Or you can opt to give it to the girl. The 8-year-old girl. Yeah, yeah, who's been promised. She's a pretty big fan, as we understand. We haven't met the girl, but this is just the what's come through the pipeline this morning.
Well, I'll have to go to an 8-year-old little girl then, won't it?
So you're happy to give up the tickets?
If I have to, yeah. I've got flights booked and everything, but...
Oh, is there anything we can do to compensate the flight? I didn't even think about the flights and stuff.
I hadn't even thought about that, to be honest.
So when are you due to fly out?
Well, I'm not. I'm catching a train. My sister's flying up. She's also going to be the biggest fan.
You've organised all of that.
Look, we can tell the girl. We'll just tell the girl that we're out of tickets.
We'll cop it on the chin. Yeah. We can.
We just thought we'd check with you because you know. Being a little girl and stuff, we just thought, you know, we don't want to let her down.
Oh, as I said, no, if she can have it, that's fine.
Okay.
Totally devastated, obviously, but never mind. I was lucky enough to receive the ticket.
Hey, Steph.
You are pranking me.
You've passed the test.
Oh, well done, Steph. Well done. Good job, Steph.
I was absolutely waiting for you to tell me that, like, this poor little girl is the number one head of their fan club. Yeah. She's got the most beautiful letter to you online.
She's sick.
It's actually Breen Gaundy from CFM in Gosford, not Stefan Trent Townsend. Nice work, Steph.
Well done.
Pass the moral compass test.
I could kill you both, but thank you.
Get up with Brian Gaunzi.
CFM.
In the news at the moment are the ATM fees and how much Aussies spend in a year on pointless charges.
Give me the number. What are we talking?
So, on average, $2 per transaction, because most ATMs charge that much, or they can charge more, which I know I've paid more. And so doing the math on that, 39% they said in December last year always pay the fee. And that means $518 million last year on ATM fees.
Money for nothing. That's like interest on a loan. That's just money for absolutely nothing.
That's people paying for convenience because they don't want to walk to find their bank ATM.
I'm a walker, so I'll often go off and try and find the ATM that suits me for free. I want to work out yours, though. So you say that you're...
Do we want to do
that? Let's just do it quickly because you're someone that you say you pay the
$2. I'm with NAB and can I say there's no NAB ATMs.
Pretty scarce?
They're pretty scarce.
So how...
I just don't look.
How often would you use an ATM?
Let's say on average...
Once a week?
Once a week. Once a week.
Okay, so 52 times 2 because there's 52 weeks in a year. Yep. So 52 times 2 in a year, well, 2 times 52, $104.
Okay.
How long have you been using an ATM for? 8 years?
No, probably longer. Since I was what? 17?
15 years?
No, I'd probably say 12 years.
12 years. So times that by 12 the years. It's actually not that bad.
How much?
Over 12 years.
Yes.
$1,248.
I'll cop that on the chin. I will cop that for convenience. Not too bad. Over 12 years. Yeah. I sound like I'm just really...
Just throwing money away.
Throwing money away.
Making it rain at the ATM.
Can I say, though, how much have you paid before for a fee?
Oh, I think...
At festivals and stuff, they hoik up the price.
And those ATMs of places I've just never even heard of before. You know, those really bizarre
the
ATMs?
Random banks.
Yeah, I'd say maybe $4. Double the price, which is a coffee. That's a coffee.
One day at the races, you know those standalone ATMs that they wheel in on the trailer?
It's a weird one.
$6. No
just
lie.
Just to get some money out.
And I was like, oh, that or have a boring time. I'm going to pay the $6.
And then you went off and betted a whole bunch of money and lost it. I mean,
a whole lot
still,
more. Yeah.
How much more angry are you at the bank fees?
I know, right? I was way more angry at that, but... I've got a few tips for you if you want to save money and you want the convenience. ING Direct actually do a no ATM fee policy on one of their cards that you can get. So they do, apparently they released it a couple of years ago. And if you get this particular card from them, it's called an Orange Everyday account. You can get money out from any ATM without charge. They will cover that fee.
I've got to say, I'm using ATMs less and less now. Oh, because it's all cardless sort of cash.
It doesn't really
bother me too much.
Yeah. Then there's other banks like Macquarie Bank. They cover 50% of the fee, which is cool.
Okay.
And then there's other random banks who say they'll pay it back within 30 days.
If you fill out 20 forms.
Exactly. And also open up like three other accounts. We'll sort that out for you.
You know, put money into this account, leave it there for 10 years, and then we'll pay your ATM fees back.
Yeah, then we'll hook you up.
Minor conditions.
Yeah.
Minor conditions.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's Amateur Acting.
Okay, so if you haven't heard this before, Gondi and I, we're horrible actors. We know it. But we act out a scene from a famous movie. Or not even famous. Any old movie these
days. I've done an acting course.
Have you actually?
I did an acting course. Okay. You know the first thing they get you to do in an acting course?
What?
Is walk up to the camera and pretend you've got a headache.
Oh, God.
And I overacted the hell out of that.
I bet
like,
you did.
Oh, my head is hurting. Apparently, that's not what you do when you've got a headache. So, you know, that's how good we are. That's how good we are.
So we're going to act out a scene from a movie this morning.
And Tough one today.
When you know the movie,
tough one today.
You need to call through on 13, 12, 16. If you're the first to call through with the correct movie, you will get tickets to Hoyt's Arena.
Yes.
Movie tickets.
Double
makes
pass.
Sense.
Get to go check that out.
Okay. It's a tougher one this morning.
Okay. Is there any scene music, or are we just going to roll with this music this morning? Okay, cool.
All right, Rach, you're the director.
And action.
Hi, mister. Hello.
Oh, man, you scared me, kid. Nearly sawed myself.
You're not from here, are you?
No, well, yeah. I mean, not from right in this area. I'm just doing some work here.
What kind of work?
Just some routine candy tree trimming. Oh, and probably want to, you know, stand back. In fact, this whole area is technically closed while we're trimming.
Who's we?
Candy tree department.
Oh, where is everybody else?
Oh, it's just me today,
So you just meant like royal we?
Yep, that's right.
Hey, are you a hobo?
Nope, I'm no hobo, but I am busy, so go home.
What's that? Didn't hear ya. Your breath is so bad it made my ears numb.
Listen, I try to be nice.
I try to be nice. Oh, I think someone's called
You're mimicking
through.
Me.
We've got a guess.
Okay, we've got a guess.
Pause for a second.
Jess.
Jess, this morning, do you know what the movie is?
Dennis the Menace?
Oh, it's not Dennis the Menace.
I apologize for acting. You're mimicking me.
You're mimicking me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's rude.
That's rude.
And this conversation is over.
And this conversation is over. Okay.
Go to Virginia this morning on 13, 12, 16. Virginia.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Very well. Very well. Do you know what that horrible acting is?
My son in the car reliably informs me that it's Wreck-It Ralph.
It is Wreck-It Ralph.
This morning.
Nice work, Virginia. What's your son's name?
It's Bailey.
Bailey. Nice work, Bailey.
27 years old, Bailey, so.
Thank you.
A cartoon film for anyone who hasn't seen it.
How old's Bales?
I'd like to tell you he's 4, but he's actually 13.
Oh, 13.
Nah, seriously, Wreck-It Ralph is one of my favourite films.
I'm yet to see Wreck-It Ralph.
It's really good.
It's not up there with Toy Story and stuff with the animates, though, is it?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's a different kind. Okay. I mean, Toy Story's, you know.
Double pass this morning to Hoyt Cinemas in Erin. Enjoy, Virginia. Thanks for calling the show.
Nice work.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
On a scale of 1 to 10, just give us some feedback on the acting, yeah?
Can you give us anything we can work on?
Everything?
Yeah, pretty much everything.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks
for
that.
I thought we went all right.
Well, I agree with her, to be honest.
Get up with Free and Gaunty.
CFM.
Been a fun show. We gave away some Justin Bieber tickets to tonight's show. Two double passes.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Bobbing for Bieber.
Off to the show tonight, which you can get the podcast through iTunes for our show if you want to catch that again. What's been your favourite part of the show? Is it when we tracked down the hot tradie? That you saw at your house yesterday.
That was completely my favourite. I loved being exploited on the air.
How good. You mentioned him at 6.
Literally,
as a throwaway comment.
As a throwaway comment.
And then an hour later, he's on the radio with you. I mean, that's just good quality stuff.
The joys of radio, right?
Ryan is his name, right?
Okay,
Liquidation Plumbing. Flowing Plumbing. Flow
at
education.
At least you can't get the name of the company right.
Fluid Plumbing.
Fluid Plumbing. There he is. Get stuck into Ryan today if you work with
Not
Riser.
Not leave...
He loved it.
No, we didn't.
Have you guys been chatting on
no,
Facebook?
No, we haven't. Okay.
You really should.
Shut up.
Well, I don't know why he's shutting it down now.
You're an idiot.
Anyway, you're off to Bieber tonight.
I am. Me and producer Rach, we're heading...
Why don't you take Ryan?
Oh, because I'd rather take Rach.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. just before we get out of here this morning, need to let you know about this.
Yeah. The 10K VIP wish list. What would you wish for? Tell us your wish and it could come true.
So what'll it be, Master?
I can really use a wish right now.
Says it all right there. Tell us your wish at the CFM website, cfm.com.au.
What would you do with 10K?
Well, it's a share of $10,000, isn't it? So I would buy a round-the-world ticket. Can you still get those for two and a half grand these days?
Who knows?
Don't you get to pick five destinations clockwise good. Around the world?
That'd be amazing.
Oh, just need the time off.
Trip of a lifetime.
I'd be doing that. Travel. What's that saying about travel? You never lose money on travel or something like that?
You never lose money for experience.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
What would you spend your share of 10K? Take Ryan on a nice date.
Can you leave poor Ryan alone, the poor guy? I'd probably buy a miniature pony.
Do they exist?
Hell yes, they
exist. The circus and so had them.
I'd buy a miniature pony or a Dyson vacuum.
Okay.
Because sure. I really want one. They're good vacuums.
They're expensive, aren't they? Dysons will cost you close to 10 grand.
Yeah, I don't have the money to pay for one. Probably a miniature pony, though.
Look, go to the website, let us know what you'd spend it on, and maybe a shopping spree at Kmart or.
Oh. That'd be nice.
Something like that. Your wish is our command. Your chance to share $10,000. Another, we're racked up with prizes. Honestly,
aren't we?
Ridiculous.
Oh, we need to give away this last double pass to the Hot Dub time machine.
Hot Dub wine machine hot on this weekend if you want to get some tickets.
In the Hunter.
Hope Estate. We've got one last double pass, but it needs to be given away today. Pick a number between 1 and 100, Bree.
Producer Rach loves this.
Pick
I'm
going to
say I'm really feeling
pick
number.
Don't.
Two fat ladies, 88.
88.
Oh, 88
okay.
This morning,
people
Rachie.
Love to get involved in this. Call a number 88.
You know
88.
What this is? Call this just means that your work doesn't get done after the show because I'm too tied up calling and answering phones.
Yeah, maybe we should change it.
Okay.
99, everyone. No, 88. 88 is the number.
Caller 88, 13, 12, 16. Just keep the calls coming. You are going to get these tickets to Hot Tub Wine Machine this weekend. Best shardy ever. We are done, guys.
We are done with being a silent many.
All the fallout from Justin Bieber tonight on the show tomorrow. Rumour is he's going to be hanging out at Bells at Kilcare.
That's the rumour we've heard through the grapevine that's where he's staying.
Going around the Central Coast. So
keep your eye out.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Be yourself.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.